How many people are willing to name their erotic character as one of their most demanding or enlightening teachers? If you want to be a student of sexual life or a teacher, plenty of questions need to be asked first. Why is it so threatening to address sexual desire consciously in the first place? What will everyone say about you when you do come out of the closet erotically? How can parents ever be seen by their kids as real sexual people without violating the boundaries of their nurturing relationship? What are the real and fake differences between men and women's sense of the erotic? Is the best erotic expression soulful? Does it have a spiritual or a philosophical embrace? Or is that just romantic drivel? Finally, how can articulate erotic expression make us better lovers or even better people? Every time I've been changed by reading a book, it was because the authors asked me the right questions. They drew me the outline of a picture and left me to my own colorful revelations. Now, as I sit down to tell this story, the picture I want to draw encompasses my whole lifetime of sex. And for once, I'll say it. I have an agenda. I've wiped the question mark off my face. I think it's natural in our current circumstances to feel desperate or cynical about sex. Of course, we don't start out that way, but information is scarce and prejudice is overabundant. In our efforts to be honest or realistic about sex, we often can't even get past the naked basics. But this story isn't about the physical. There will be no diagrams and zero about technique. This story is about the personal meaning of erotic expression, the creativity it demands, the challenges of sexual candor, and the rewards of coming clean about desire. It's there, in that story of the lover's mind and body, that I've set my lens to a full exposure. If I had to judge my sex life by how many times I jump into bed and have an orgasm, I'd get a big fat F. Oh, I'm sure my notches are more than someone else's notches, but that's the last thing I think of when I consider my erotic life. I say erotic life instead of sex life because when someone asks me about my sex life, it's like a code for, are you getting laid? Well, I need a code for replying, getting laid isn't the half of it. My dreams are filled with sex. My work is inspired with sexual energy. My family and friendships are influenced in so many ways by my sexual creativity that I couldn't even pinpoint them all. Most sex experts tell people to search for a sex life, to make it happen by getting out of the house and into the right singles bar. But actually, your erotic life is rocking your boat every minute of every day. You don't have to go anywhere. I remember snooping in a neighbor's bookshelves when I was a kid, discovering their garishly illustrated Kama Sutra technique manuals with more than 100 pretzel shapes to screw your body into. It had all the appeal of a periodic table. This is what I had to learn about sex? I had been so excited to think that one day I was going to have an adult sex life, and I imagined it would be as exciting and inspiring as the sexy music I heard on the radio, or the romantic novels I read, or the passionate embraces I saw on the movie screen. My childhood intuition was right. Those top 40 hits I heard on the radio were more sexy than 100 diagrams. Rock and roll was sex, and so were all those novels and movies I thrilled to, because those were things that actually possessed sexual creativity, and the people who composed them were probably as inspired as I was, or even more, when they first came up with their ideas. Erotic experience is a wake-up call. It's the sign that you're not only alive, you're bursting. Your erotic life is what you notice about yourself, what drives you and thrills you, and even maroons you sometimes. It influences our every personal expression, our role models, and the picture of our generation. I don't have to visit a museum or look at classic works to see how sex, art, and creativity are present in my everyday life. I can read poems I wrote when I was a teenager, or look at the image of when I was giving birth to my daughter 10 years ago,